Workplace Revolution. Three major trends that will define 2026 and beyond. Advaita Naidu, Africa MD at Jack Hammer. For the past decade it happened slowly, and then over the past 2 years, all at once, the trend of companies cutting back on staff, and teams getting leaner, has been accelerating as AI quietly infiltrated entire layers of junior and specialist roles that once existed to support the experts. This trend will crescendo in 2026 and beyond, resulting in one of the fastest shifts in talent strategy in decades. A leadership expert says, "We are witnessing an era wherein pure specialization is in decline, while the most valuable professionals are those who combine deep expertise in one domain with broad, applied competence across many. The winners are no longer the narrow PhD or the single-skill technician, they are the specialist generalists. Or, as we now call them, the modern jack of all trades who is master of one," says Advaita Naidu, Africa MD at Jack Hammer, Africa's largest executive search firm. For example, 10 junior analysts of the past have become two versatile strategists, relationship builders and executors with AI handling the rest. Four paralegals have been replaced by one commercially sharp lawyer who knows how to prompt, validate, and apply AI-generated research. The pattern is repeating itself across marketing, finance, operations, tech, and even HR, Naidu explains. But it's not just about reduced hiring. The organizations that will thrive beyond 2026 will be those that stop treating AI as a headcount reduction tool and start using it to amplify versatile, high-judgment humans. And the professionals who thrive will be the ones who deliberately build T-shaped skill sets, a strong vertical spike of genuine expertise, sitting on a wide horizontal bar of data fluency, financial acumen, tech literacy, and the ability to learn anything fast, she says. 2026 will mark a tipping point in how companies operate, hire, and develop talent. Data literacy will reign supreme. For years, companies have been drowning in data, yet most have failed to leverage it. That is rapidly changing, says Naidu. 5 years ago, very few roles required serious data skills. That figure has been rapidly growing since, and soon, very few roles will not require substantial data literacy. That means everyone, from marketers and HR professionals to operations and finance staff, must become data literate. The shift is not about producing endless pointless insights, but about zeroing in on the specific business questions to be solved. Modern analytics dashboards and AI tools have commoditized access to information, which means the new competitive edge lies in knowing which questions to ask, how to interpret results, and how to turn insight into action. In short, data is no longer the domain of a dedicated analytics team, but is becoming the common language of business. AI moves from experimental tool to core job requirement. With AI tools now cheap, abundant, and embedded in everyday software, 2026 will see artificial intelligence filter into every corner of every company. The implication is that every employee will be expected to use AI to make their own job more effective and efficient. Roles that remain entirely manual, outside certain artisan crafts, will be the exception rather than the rule. This is not about replacing whole jobs overnight, but about augmenting them. A social media manager will still need judgment and creativity, but AI will handle scheduling, basic copywriting, and performance analysis. The human's value will lie in discernment and strategy, Naidu says. End of the pure specialist with the rise of the skilled generalist. The most substantial shift will be the decline of pure technical specialists, Naidu says. Companies are deliberately moving away from narrow experts toward a tighter talent complement, as access to expert knowledge via AI becomes instantaneous. The result is that teams will become leaner, especially at entry level. Beware the broken talent pipeline. Naidu warns, however, against being swept up with the tide, before considering the consequences of rapid downscaling of junior roles. While the short-term efficiency gains are obvious, the unintended consequences could wreak havoc. Companies that do away with junior appointments for the most part, should be aware that they may emerge in 5 to 10 years' time with no mid-career or senior talent bench because no one came through the ranks. The roles that traditionally served as training grounds, such as writing basic code, conducting routine legal research, building sales pipelines, and producing financial reports, will still remain the best place for graduates to develop sound judgment and decision-making skills, and should therefore still form part of the talent pipeline strategy. We therefore advise companies that want to remain competitive in the long term to resist the temptation to over-automate junior roles and instead find ways to accelerate real-world experience for high-potential talent. Yes, AI will do the easy stuff brilliantly, but ultimately, the winners will be those organizations that train humans to do the hard stuff even better. Ends. Author at Advaita Naidu, Jack Hammer plus posts bio at Advaita Naidu, Jack Hammer hash Malongui dash disabled dash link candidate and employee experience. The overlooked factor in company brand management at Advaita Naidu, Jack Hammer hash Malongui dash disabled dash link the AI application avalanche. Why highly skilled humans remain crucial to the hiring process. Share on your socials.